Chapter 5. Obstacles Along the Way. The three friends continued their journey. The exercise was good for Bodger. He looked younger and healthier. Tao was a natural nomad, so he was happy to be free. But Luath suffered. Mice and frogs weren't enough for a big dog, and he was hungry. He missed his regular meals in his favourite bowl and his warm blanket to sleep on. Time passed and the weather was colder. Soon the animals arrived at a lumber camp.
Men live and work here,
thought Luath.
There is probably lots of food in the bins.
But a strong smell of bears near the rubbish bin scared Tao and Bodger, and they stayed near the bushes. Only Luath was not afraid. He tried to open the bin with his nose, but it fell to the ground with a large clang. He didn't hear the door open behind him. Suddenly, somebody started to shoot at the bin. The bin rolled and the rubbish fell out. Luath quickly took a bone and ran to hide in the bushes behind him. A few days later, the animals arrived at a river. There were no bridges and no other way to cross it. Bodger and Tao hated water and sat on the riverbank.
We're not going in that water,
they thought. Luath jumped in and tried to find a way for his friends to cross. He tried to show them it wasn't difficult, but they were afraid to move. Luath joined Tao and Bodger, and they walked next to the river. Then the young dog jumped into the water again and swam to the other side. He barked at his friends to join him, but they were still afraid to move. The frustrated Luath swam across again, and this time Bodger walked very slowly to the edge of the water. Luath swam from one side to the other three times.
Woof, woof. Look,
he barked.
It's easy. Don't be afraid.
Finally, Bodger entered the water and swam bravely to the other side. He was happy to be on dry land and rolled on his back. Then he barked at Tao to join them.
Woof, woof. It's not bad, Tao. Try it. Woof, woof, woof,
he barked.